This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But this morning, also still looking ahead to the Budget 2020 announcement due tomorrow. All week this week, we're hearing from different organisations about their budget wish lists. Now, the high cost of living is a perennial issue that the government needs to address, and the budget will be closely scrutinised for signs of the government's commitments to this. So for some thoughts, earlier this morning, we spoke to Paul Selvaraj, CEO of the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Associations. And here's what he hopes to see in the budget this year.
I think overall we like to see three main concerns. Firstly, especially the middle class and the poor are suffering from an acute increase in cost of living. So we hope that the government will take measures in the various sectors to decrease cost of living, because incomes have not been going up. There's a lot of pressure on households. So the first is we hope that government will take measures to decrease the cost of living. Secondly, as we find that, you know, poverty is about 15 to 16%, which is relatively high, we hope that the government will come up with comprehensive measures to help the poor to achieve at least a minimum standard of living. If not, it's really going to be tough in this environment. And thirdly, we hope that government, especially in this time, will empower consumers through financial or consumer education to help them face the situation, because if the situation is tough, consumers also have to play a role. But unless they're empowered through education and training, I think it's going to be tough. So we hope that the budget will empower consumers to play a more effective role in these difficult economic times.
We also asked him what comprehensive measures he would like to see from the government in order to address poverty and the cost of living.
Okay, I think firstly, the issues of food. I mean, because we are heavily an importing country, the price of food, whether it's cooked food or raw food, is extremely expensive and keeps increasing. And this has a very strong impact on consumers. So we hope that government will take both short-term measures, because they've identified that there's a lot of price manipulation. So government can act to free the market, because we think by freeing the market along the supply chain, prices will go down. Also in the long term, to increase food production so that they're more self-sufficient. The second major area of concern is, of course, healthcare. The public hospitals are simply overwhelmed, while the private hospitals are extremely expensive. So we hope that the government will increase investment in public healthcare so that, you know, consumers or patients do not have to wait such a long time to meet the specialist. Thirdly, I also want to say that, you know, a lot of consumers' money is being spent on private cars. So we need a strong and efficient public transport system, especially what we call the last mile. Because if the last mile is effective, with a good bus system, then I think people can save a lot of money apart from the other benefits of a good public transport. And finally, I hope that we need a comprehensive social safety net for the poor, not only in terms of food, but in terms of, you know, whether there's children's education, or housing, or healthcare, or empowering the students to skill so that they can get better income. And this will really help consumers face these times better.
And that was Paul Selvaraj, CEO of the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Association, or FOMCA. But speaking of prices, there will also certainly be some industries waiting with bated breath to find out whether their product prices will be affected by Budget 2020. And we caught up with Eric Stoll, the Managing Director of British American Tobacco, on what he is hoping to see in the budget.
Well, I mean, first of all, we would not like to see any tax increase, yeah. But instead of budgeting new taxes, yeah, it would be great if we can add 5 billion ringgit, yeah, to the Malaysian government revenues each year. And this can be done by tackling illegal cigarette trade big time, which costs Malaysia that 5 billion ringgit every year. Now, to bring that in perspective, 5 billion ringgit would be 13 times school development budget currently in the budget. For 5 billion ringgit, you could build 260,000 affordable homes. And that's why we would like to see in the upcoming budget a reflection of decisive policy making, bold reforms, and taking the war up against corruption to the next level by more cohesive and collectively tackling the illegal trade problem in Malaysia, because ultimately If the government will budget for activities that can support that, then we have a good chance to claw back on that $5 billion, which could really be beneficial for the Malaysian government.
And that was Eric Stoll, Managing Director of British American Tobacco, with what he wants to see out of Budget 2020. But I think really when we're talking about the illicit cigarette trade, the biggest issue here that needs to be resolved is enforcement, right? Because, I mean, there's only so high that the government can hike excise duties on cigarettes if illicit cigarettes are still coming into the country and still slipping through the cracks.
Yeah. So whose responsibility is it?
Customs.
There you go. Okay. Right there, bam, right? Solve that problem, you solve contraband. Solve contraband, you solve income. Solve income, you solve the problem. So, customs.
Well, we have a little bit of an issue in Malaysia because our borders are just so porous, right? So that doesn't help.
Compared to North America?
Well,
Homeland Security? How come they have a... In Malaysia, one out of every two cigarettes is contraband.
Yes.
In US, yep. How many?
Much less, I presume. Yeah. Much, much less.
So?
Yeah, there goes your answer, right?
Therein lies the conundrum.
Yeah,
indeed. So I guess this will have to wait, and we will have to wait and see for the result of this tomorrow when Budget 2020 is tabled in Parliament. Right now, though, we are heading into the 9 o'clock news, and after that, the markets end of the morning run. So be sure to stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.